Okay. On the agenda for 3 o'clock is a continuation of public hearing requested by Darren Taylor, Subdivision Maker LLC, representing Heidi Ryan and Heidi Walker for a conditional rezone of A agriculture to CCOLCR-RR conditional rezone rural residential. Case number CR2021-0012. And so we were needing some additional information, and the county engineer's review on the document. Where are we at today, from DSD's point of view?
Mr. Chair, I'm sitting here looking for my original date, and I'm not finding it right off the bat, so I apologize. A quick review of what has, do you want the full review, or do you want me just to tell you where we're at today? And yep. Then I'll backtrack if you would like.
Let's just tell for the record where we're at today, because I'm a little bit concerned about being able not to finish today, and I'm a little bit concerned that I'm going to make a train with many freight cars, and I need to get clear back to the engine, and I'm not there yet. So tell us where we're at today.
Okay. I'm just going to throw this up on the board. So, the next one. I believe it was October 30th was the first date that we discussed, and you approved the conditional rezone, but we didn't bring the FCOs back because we were going to bring it back to the continued hearing. Mm-hmm. You continued it to the 20th of November, and we came together, but the engineering department still had the plat that had previously been submitted and one that was submitted but didn't come to us. So she wanted to have the opportunity to go over that. So that is whenever that you went ahead and moved to continue to a date certain for December 3rd. And both the engineer and myself thought that that could be completed by today. There are still some questions on the plat that she wants to verify, and I was hoping to get that answer this morning, but I do not have it because she's not in the office today. So that's where we're at as far as the plat. You have options. You haven't had the discussion on the preliminary plat. So a short plat normally puts the preliminary plat and the short plat together, and the hopes is signing the final plat at the end of, you know, the approval. You can potentially go ahead and talk about the preliminary plat today and go ahead and get that taken care of with a condition of any requirements or conditions that is put forth by the county engineer is taken care of before the signature of the final plat. And we could continue that way and go ahead and take care of the preliminary plat, and then the final plat could come back to you for signature at a later date. Or you could continue the entirety of the short plat today.
Okay. Commissioners, you have questions or comments?
Chairman, and these...
Is your mic on?
Yes. These sometimes, because of the number and the space between, have we identified what issues, or have we enumerated what the engineer is still looking at on the plat?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I'm not 100% sure. She was going back over. She was running the closures and making sure that the distances were the same as compared from the preliminary plat to the final plat and this final version that we had received.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and Commissioner Van Beek, she had completed a letter asking for some verification on a couple of items on, and it's up there on the slide right now, back on November 25th, and providing a letter from Southwest District Health, and also detailed records of the revised easement for Black Canyon Irrigation District. I provided that last bit of information because I had that during our rezone process. She was looking at the subdivision only. And so I provided that to her, so she removed that from her next letter. And then that letter was submitted to the applicant and got back to me as quickly as possible with the Southwest District Health approval letter. And he submitted that to me on the 29th of November, which was a holiday for us. So then on Monday, I made sure that whenever I saw that in my email, I provided that to our county engineer. And that's whenever she said she would look over that. And she wanted to make sure that on a couple of things. And that was yesterday. And again, she's not in the office today.
Was she aware that this was on the agenda today?
Yes.
What's our, do you know what our, your calendar looks like for any date certain to continue?
Or Mr. Chairman, I mean, is there any benefit? I mean, is this still held up if we go through, one of the options was you stated that we could go through this process conditional of her, the engineer being done. I mean, does that help with this process? Or are we still waiting? Regardless.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, you could go through the preliminary plat process, and if it were approved with conditions, then that can be brought back anytime. It doesn't have to be continued to a date certain, because it just has to go on the agenda. It's not a public hearing. So it just needs to be agendized, which is that a 48-hour mm-hmm. notice? So anytime.
So if we continue again, we have to renotice again.
No, we don't have to renotice. We just have to. We just have to make a date certain.
Correct.
One of the things I was concerned about was the issue of the front two lots, which are not a part of this application, was different than these three lots, and I wanted to make sure with clarity that issue got resolved, and that is something I would see on the plat. And so for me, that's one of those things. I don't see how you conditionally approve without seeing it.
Okay.
That's where I'm stuck.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, I'm sure that we could get the county engineer on board pretty quickly. I think it was just the matter of the holiday in the middle and the other priorities that she has also.
So, calendar. We could either have the 18th, 19th, or 20th at the moment. Commissioner Van Beek's out part of next week. Would they be able to be ready by the 10th or the 11th? Are you available 10th or 11th?
I'm looking real quick.
No, Darren, he's always taking world cruises and stuff like that. So.
Not till I finish my work in King County. I'm Deputy Chair, we will make ourselves available whenever the board
okay.
would like to be available.
Leslie, would that be too compacted to try to do it between like the 10th or the 11th?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay. Monica, do we show anything on the afternoon of the 10th or the 11th?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not Monica, but yes.
Yeah, somebody over there.
Let's see, we have Compass Exec on the 10th, and we have Health Board at 2:30, 3:30, and then another meeting. Let me see. Maybe the 11th looks a little better.
Okay.
But that would leave us at, say, 4 o'clock. Think you can wrap it up by...
I would think we should be able to wrap it up in an hour. We have all of the stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see an issue, any complexity that you're aware of?
Mr. Chair, I do not.
Are you aware of any complexity that we're not aware of?
In respect, I'll answer your question. The answer is no. If I may, I'd like to make a brief sentence or statement. Let me say it this way. That sounded way too sober and formal. We think we can have a preliminary plat hearing if you want to and be done in about 15 minutes, depending on how fast you guys go. Since our meeting last time, we have reprinted the Mylar and gone to all agencies and gotten all signatures, including the treasurer's, in anticipation of today's meeting. Final sentence. The boundary closures for the boundary of the property and the lots has been checked by the county assessor's office and the county surveyor's office. And if the county engineer's office is doing that too, I appreciate that. It just seems like there are a lot of people doing the same thing. So with respect, if the board would even consider it, we'd sure like to proceed with preliminary plat hearing today, and we think we can be done pretty short. And then nothing needs continued. We just, as soon as you get whatever you need from the county engineer, we bring this in, schedule and sign it. Thank you for letting me talk.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't recall what your concern was on the front two lots. So if what was just stated doesn't appease that concern or solve that, whatever that issue was, I'm good. I can go along with whatever.
Okay.
I'm a wee bit frustrated that we have to entertain moving this again.
Okay.
Chairman, one of the things, I appreciate the comments by Mr. Taylor. The assessor's office really is the one that needs to pass muster on identifying whether the parcel is legitimate and assigning a parcel number on that. And if he has that information, then your idea to, or the staff's idea to approve that, subject to any outliers that the engineer might find. I think your consideration on those front lots was access, correct?
Right. I understand Mr. Taylor's point, but the engineer deals with things far, far more in detail than just the meets and bounds to make sure each is a legal lot. So assessor can do what the assessor does, and the treasurer does what the treasurer does, but they're not an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't had this looked at a contract engineer, so the county engineer is the only one that's looked at it. So that's my pause.
Yeah. And Chairman, you have a long history of land use, and I respect your position, and I don't want the county to be compromised. I also appreciate Mr. Taylor's thoroughness in coming back, and I Commissioner Brooks is correct in that moving this forward for the developer, once it's been approved, you know, there's a timeliness issue in there, so...
Mr. Chair, if I may, commonly we do bring preliminary plats with conditions, and then a final plat comes back at a later date. They're just typically not part of short plat, but it is, it has been done previously to pull that preliminary plat out separately, make that decision, and then have them meet the conditions of the final plat if you choose to do that today.
Can I say that back?
Here's the technicality. It's agendized as a short plat. It is not agendized as a preliminary plat.
Okay.
So you're amending your publicized business to something that you didn't publicize.
It's a point well
That's
taken.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's, I'm not excited about continuing it. Don't get me wrong. It's not my goal to continue. My goal is to make sure that we create a document for these gentlemen that is bulletproof. Nobody can come back on us ever. And that would be a door opener, although it's a small technicality. Okay. Did you come up with anything?
4 o'clock on the 11th.
4 o'clock on the 11th. Oh, I love working late. Is that okay?
It works for me, Chairman.
A motion?
Yes.
I would make a motion then, in most frustration, that we continue the short plat for Edenbrook Estates to a date of December 11th at 4 p.m. in this room to complete the hearing portion of this application.
A second.
Okay. Any discussion? None. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. So we will be in adjournment on this business, this application, until December 11th. Thank you.